From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New audio message suggests closer Al-Qaeda-Taliban alliance. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri appears to have pledged the group's loyalty to the new leader of the Afghan Taliban, a move that could strengthen both terror organizations as they fend off challenges from Islamic State. In a 10-minute audio recording that surfaced on the Internet Thursday, Zawahiri backs Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansour amid the infighting over the successor to the Taliban's deceased Supreme Commander Mullah Mohammad Omar. U.S. counterterrorism officials say they have no reason to believe it is not authentic. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens more were wounded. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Nigeria's president ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday as he swore in 4 new military chiefs in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. The militants have killed close to 1,000 Nigerians in raids and suicide attacks since Mr. Buhari was inaugurated. At least 50 people are dead from a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin. Chinese state media say 700 people were injured in the Wednesday blasts. Xinhua reports most of the casualties were migrant workers who live in nearby residential communities. Emergency personnel are continuing to search for the missing. And a team of more than 200 military specialists has been sent in from Beijing to assist in recovery efforts. This is VOA News. China slightly raised the value of its currency, ending 3 consecutive days of devaluation that had triggered concerns of an international currency war. The devaluation saw the yuan fall more than 3%. The Greek government defended its new bailout program before the country's parliament, ahead of a vote expected today on a bill to approve a $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. Lawmakers considered the bill in a heated parliamentary committee debate Thursday. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras urged the parliament to approve the deal agreed on this week with international creditors. It imposes harsh new spending cuts and tax increases in exchange for new loans. A recent surge in refugees entering the Greek islands is putting Ankara's role in the migration under scrutiny. Dorian Jones reports.
Thousands of refugees have landed on Greek islands over the last week, and nearly all of them are believed to have crossed the narrow Aegean Sea from nearby Turkey. The surge has put the spotlight on Turkish efforts to stem the migration. In the last few days, Turkish security forces have taken steps to stop refugees from trying to enter Greece, setting up checkpoints at the entrance to Izmir, Turkey's largest city on the Aegean coast. But with Turkey hosting some 2 million Syrian refugees at a cost of around $6 billion, Ankara is voicing frustration that the European Union is not doing enough to share the responsibility. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed grave concern to his Russian counterpart over a sharp rise in separatist attacks in eastern Ukraine. In a telephone conversation with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Secretary Kerry urged an immediate ceasefire and called for full implementation of the ceasefire agreement reached between Ukraine's government and Russia-backed separatists in Minsk, Belarus, earlier this year. The next phase of the historic normalization of relations between the United States and Cuba shifts to Havana today, where Secretary of State John Kerry will raise the flag over the U.S. Embassy there. The event marks a ceremonial reopening of the diplomatic facility after decades of severed relations. Ahead of the ceremony, the U.S. is deflecting criticism about dissidents and not involving them in the official ceremony. Spokesman Mark Toner of the U.S. State Department.
As much as we look forward to increasing our diplomatic engagement with the government of Cuba, we're well aware of the challenges that we face on the human rights sphere, and we're not going to shy away from addressing those challenges and continuing to meet with key members of civil society in Cuba.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner. Cuban President Raul Castro and President Obama announced a resumption of formal relations last December. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.